Technique. Mocha diffusion. Crafting. Tree-like patterns on pottery with slip. Mocha diffusion is a captivating ceramic technique where a colored acidic solution interacts with a wet alkaline slip, creating intricate, tree-like, dendritic patterns. Originating in 18th century England, this method continues to enchant potters with its blend of chemistry and artistry. What is mocha diffusion? At its core, mocha diffusion involves applying an acidic mocha tea onto a wet, alkaline slip-coated surface. The acid disrupts the slip, causing the colorant to branch out in organic dendritic patterns reminiscent of trees or lightning bolts. Materials needed: clay body. Use a smooth plastic clay that accepts slip well. Stoneware or earthenware with minimal grog content is ideal. Slip. Use Robin Hopper's base slip recipe, adjusted to a specific gravity of 1.2, 60%, ball clay 30% kaolin, 10% flint, silica, mocha tea, acidic color solution. Mix your chosen acidic liquid with a colorant to create the mocha tea. Dendritic slip variations, exploring mocha tea options. The choice of acidic solution significantly influences the resulting patterns. Below are various acids used in mocha diffusion, along with their effects and preparation methods. 1. Tobacco juice effect, bold high contrast patterns. Prep, steep loose tobacco in hot water for 15 to 30 minutes. Strain. 2. Apple cider vinegar effect, consistent branching. Prep, use straight or dilute 1:1 with water. Mix with 1 teaspoon of oxide per 1/4 cup of liquid. 3. Lemon juice effect, delicate fine-lined patterns. Prep, use fresh or bottled juice, no dilution needed. 4. Black tea/coffee effect, subtle organic branching. Prep, brew strong tea/coffee, let cool, add vinegar for better results. 5. Soy sauce effect, distinct unpredictable patterns. Prep, use straight, mix in oxide, try light soy for cleaner results. 6. Listerine, original. Effect, sharp defined branches. Prep, use full strength, mix with oxide, test before firing. Colorants for mocha tea: red iron oxide, brown to rust red, manganese dioxide, black or deep purple, copper carbonate, green cobalt. Carbonate, blue, faint. Rutile, golden to yellow application steps. Apply slip, coat leather hard clay in slip while it's still wet and glossy. Apply mocha tea, drop the acidic color solution onto wet slip with a brush or dropper. Drying, let the piece dry slowly and completely. Bisque, firing, fire as usual. Glazing, use a transparent glaze to highlight the dendritic design. Tips for success: work quickly while slip is wet. Test acid/color combinations first. Use fine tools for precise application. Image examples by acid type. Visuals of mocha diffusion created using each acid: tobacco juice, apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, black tea/coffee, soy sauce, Listerine. Modern examples: Kevin Kowalski, contemporary potter. Kevin Kowalski explores mocha diffusion with a fresh approach. Using tobacco and vinegar-based teas, his pieces showcase fluid dendritic branching with bold color choices. His work highlights the versatility and beauty of this centuries-old technique, inspiring others to experiment and push boundaries. Mocha diffusion offers a blend of predictability and surprise. Whether using tobacco or Listerine, the technique allows you to create dynamic, organic patterns through simple chemistry. Feel free to reach out if you'd like assistance creating a downloadable PDF guide or visual aids for workshops and social media content.